From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 9th. Here are today's top 10 true crime stories. Let's get into it. First, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub. The Sheep Detectives is the ultimate cozy mystery. Featured image credit, Amazon MGM Studios via Variety. In the new film, The Sheep Detectives, the rules that govern murder mystery novels, specifically fair play whodunits, are holy principles. They very clear, entirely foolproof, and apply to life as much as they do to fiction. Commandments you can follow like a roadmap to find out what happened, should anyone you know die in suspicious circumstances. The film's protagonists do just that. They end up using tenets of detecting that they have gleaned from Agatha Christie-esque mystery stories to solve a real-life, or real-death, I should say, murder next. Second, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub, Craig DeLuey on making the familiar frightening in horror fiction. Why are roller coasters fun? It's the thrill, of course. Adrenaline, dopamine, endorphins. They allow one to experience danger in a safe environment. Fiction can serve a similar purpose. Researchers have found it can, in effect, place the reader's brain in the protagonist's body. The brain interprets reading as physical experience, altering brain chemistry. VR for the brain. This is what makes horror fiction fun. Up next. Third, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub. Crime and the City, Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio, the most populous city on Lake Erie and the second most populous city in the state, after Columbus, with over 2 million residents in the greater Cleveland area. Looking right across the border to Ontario, Canada. There's a lot of factors conducive to crime in Cleveland. It's close to a border. It's a port. There's plenty to smuggle in, out and over. So what's the crime writing about the city like? Perhaps the first person to ask is Le Robbers, author of nearly 20 mystery novels featuring Cleveland detective Milan Jakovich. And then, fourth, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub, the undeniable bisexuality of Gilda. The movie Gilda, starring Rita Hayworth, is known for many things, including the lush cinematography, and for solidifying the stardom of Hayworth, previously known primarily for musicals and comedies. The film features the most iconic scene of Hayworth's career, a GIF-length meme, long before such things existed, of Hayworth tossing her auburn tresses and turning her head to greet the camera with a broad smile. Next, fifth, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub, 10 new books coming out this week, another batch of books for your TBR pile. Happy reading, folks. James Elroy, Red Sheet, Knopf. As always, Elroy's jargon is jazzy, his characters caricatures on steroids. In the late Otash adventure, readers will find themselves seduced by Elroy's hipster take on history's seamy underside and the amped-up atmosphere in which the plausible and improbable ooze together in a head-spinning daze. Booklist Caroline Kepnes, you first, Random House. The most distinctive voice in thrillers is back with a masterclass in tone and tension. Up next, sixth, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub, Liza Tully on tragicomedy, murder mysteries, and using grudges as plot devices. Grudge is a funny word. It looks sort of funny with its crowd of heavy Germanic consonants flanking a little U, while a silent E trails pointlessly behind. It sounds funny, too, if you can say it at all. A person trying to learn English will take one look at DG and confidently explain to you that it is impossible to make any sound out of that combination of consonants. And then, seventh, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub. Architecture, arson, murder, the night Frank Lloyd Wright's estate went up in smoke. Ugly things happen. The best and worst of everything came to me. Frank Lloyd Wright, Spring Green, Wisconsin, August 15th, 1914. Uncle Jenk smelled death. The foul odor of blood and burned flesh punched through his nostrils and made him nauseous. Next, eighth, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub. The American archaeologists who created a YWU-2 intelligence network in Greece. Rodney Young arrived in Cairo in May 1943 and moved into a handsome three-story stone villa near the Greek legation. A staffer showed the spymaster to his room, which he found to be completely empty, not a stick of furniture in sight. Up next, Ninth, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub, Camille Perry and Alifair Burke on Dog Park Culture, Friendship and Mystery. Camille Perry is the author of The Assistants and When Katie Met Cassidy. She has worked as a books editor for Cosmopolitan and Esquire. She has also been a ghostwriter of young adult novels and a reference librarian. She splits her time between New York City and the Hudson Valley with her wife and their Brussels griffin named Pip. Her new novel, Social Animals, is now available from GP and Then. Tenth, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub. There's a new Poirot. Photo credit, Edward Blumel. Image, Mammoth, Jonathan Ford, via BBC. I like to imagine that the deliberations to cast the eponymous lead in the new Hercule Poirot series went a bit like the choosing of a new pope. Meetings are held behind closed doors, totally outside of the public eye, and then suddenly, a puff of smoke shoots into the air above the BBC headquarters. The smoke is purple. It smells like creme de menthe. The assembled crowds cheer. That's today's True Crime Brief. Subscribe at storyflow.com to get this delivered to your private podcast feed every morning.